Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:15 British Summer Time. Well, this again has been really rather a dull day in here, but again, this is just another symptom of the apathy that we're starting to see in markets, and this is a very predictable phase in this medium-term correction. We've had this massive volatility, and now that volatility is contracting, so we are going to see less activity. So, just a quick review of equity markets. The biggest movers were certainly in Asia, and the Nikkei was off nearly 2%, down 285 points. It had been up really rather a lot, and it's running into a bit of resistance there around that 15,000 mark. Similar sort of story for Australia. Resistance at 5,000 for Australia was down 1% today. But again, this is really not big news. There's really nothing to write home about here, and this is not a change in any way at all. We're still very much within this medium-term correction. Equity markets in Europe are largely flat, and so far in the US, the Dow Jones is up 1 point, same with the S&P, and the Nasdaq's down 2 points. So really very flat indeed. There's a couple of the Asian markets though are probably worthy of mention. The Thai market had a reasonably good run this morning, or today. And that posted a good upward move. It was up 7 points, so it's definitely finding support in here. When you look at the longer term chart of the SET index, and you'll find that in the chart library, you can see that it's been really broadly ranging for the last 2.5 years, in a range between 600 and 800, definitely on the lower side of that range right now. And the long term potential for Thailand is probably quite a bit higher than we are right now. But it won't have broken out of this very long consolidation until it breaks through 800. So looking rather cheap down here, the valuations on that right now. I'm just putting those up on the Bloomberg, which is being ridiculously slow. P/E is under 10, and the dividend yield is 4.41. So you're getting quite a good yield there. The other market that was really starting to look a bit better was in Singapore. Singapore had fallen from a high at 2,666 down to under 2,300 in the space of a month. It's starting to firm up now above that 2,300 level. Again, this has broken which had been a really beautifully consistent uptrend. So the chances are that it's not going to march right back up to those highs, but again, medium term correction. So we're probably going to see some really quite dull activity where people are going to be tempted to start walking away from the market because a lot of the equity markets are now going to be really very boring, and they will probably range sideways for longer than people anticipate. Now, moving on to the government bond markets. And just looking at the treasuries, they're down 5 points today. They're at 105.23, which is more or less the same level they were when I recorded the audio last night. They opened up a bit higher today. They're down a bit right now. They're not looking at all like they're going to rally from this 106 level and starting to go sideways around here. This is definitely not a market to be buying into, certainly not for the long term. And want to short on rallies. I wouldn't be at all surprised if this starts to break down from this level over the next couple of weeks. And it's a very similar story when you look at bunds or JGBs or gilts. Now, looking at the commodity markets, oil was over $72 for most of the day. It was as high as 72.77. It's given a lot of that up. It's only up 20 cents right now. But again, oil consolidating over more or less over last year's highs, but probably not going to break out to significant new highs until we see some sort of weather-related story blowing in there. Gasoline is probably holding up the best of them. That's right at the top of the range, around $220, 218 right now. Top of the range is around 220. That's pretty close to the highs from last year, although you did have that intraday spike on one of those days last year. But I don't think it would take very much at all to see this starting to push up out of this range, and that was probably the one that's most likely to have an upward break. Natural gas, which had found support around $6, is back around that $6 right now. It's down 7 cents. So that would really need an upward dynamic to show that $6 really is some support. And I don't think it's out of the question. There's obviously nothing to say that it can't break down out of this $6, out of that $6 level. But the chances are that, I mean, I think that the chances are that that is probably pretty close to the lows, if not at the lows, right now. Now, some of the soft commodities are starting to look a bit interesting. I put up that those sugar charts in here today. When you look at that first month continuation, you can see that $16, bottom of the range. If sugar were to break up through that level, then that would be really bullish for the medium term. It would at least take it up towards the bottom of, or towards the top of the range, particularly if you did it on a dynamic. One of our sort of rules of thumb from the chart seminar is that in a failed breakout, if the dynamic that brings you back into the range is bigger than the one that took you out of it, the chances are that you're going to go and test the opposite side of the range. So on sugar, if it breaks up through $16, chances are that it's going to have a look at 18 before reevaluating. Then, just looking at the metals, copper is up nearly $10 in here today, so 328.50. Again, still very much within this medium-term correction. This isn't going to march right back up to $400 anytime soon. Chances are we're going to see this range sideways for a bit longer. Gold is up $1 in here today. It had looked at that $600, or I think it was at 596 was the high yesterday, but backed off from there. So that tells us that we still are in this sort of medium-term correction, and it wouldn't be surprising to see this go sideways for a bit longer. Silver still holding above $10. Palladium down 140 is at 312.80, and platinum is down $10. So again, very, very similar story across pretty much all of these asset classes. And of course, the big thing that's weighing on people's minds is what is the Fed going to do? And I wrote a fairly long piece about that today. But they really are walking a tight wire here, because they're under pressure because of the housing market, which has probably gone up more than anyone expected it to, and they're trying to rein that back in without destroying the equity markets or the bond market. And they also probably don't want to let the dollar get too strong, so if they raise interest rates too much, you're going to get a strong dollar, which makes just about everything expensive and kills off the domestic manufacturing. So they want to raise interest rates, but they're going to keep liquidity quite loose. Now, inflation has become a topic for a lot of people, and the Fed has to be seen to do something about that. So they're probably pulling in liquidity a bit now, which would explain the medium-term correction we have across pretty much all asset classes. And of course, you have Japan pulling in liquidity as well. But once they've deemed that inflation can be announced to be under control, it wouldn't be surprising that if they pause interest rates or even drop interest rates in order to put some verve back into the stock markets and the bond markets. But I think right now their main concern is probably the housing market, and news that it's starting to slow down is probably going to be music to their ears, and it should be to ours as well, because it probably means that we're pretty close to a peak in interest rates. Now, I don't know whether that's going to be 5.25 or 5.5 or 5.75, possibly even 6%. I don't know, but the chances are that following the 16 incremental increases we've seen so far, that we're probably reasonably close to a peak, at least for the medium term. Over the long term, particularly when you look at these longer term bond yield charts, if bonds have broken out from a long term base and look like they're going to move into a new bull market for yields, that does imply that we're going to see higher interest rates over the very long term. That doesn't mean that we're going to see them right away, and we might even see interest rates come down a bit before they start going back up. But what we would expect to see is a progression of rising lows on a long-term chart of yields, which would be a proxy for interest rates. So that's pretty much it for me. Or just to say that currencies were really quite quiet in here today. The euro is at 125.32, the yen is at 116.40, and cable is at 181.67. So really hasn't moved very much at all today. But that's it for me. And if there's anything at all I can help you out with, or anything, or if anyone would like to come to the Wine and Cheese, I still have two or three places left open. I think a lot of people are either watching the World Cup or on holiday at this time of the year. We still have a couple of places open, and David is recovering quite well, and he expects to be released from hospital probably on Friday morning, and we'll probably be back in the office sometime towards the end of next week, possibly the week early in the week after that. So thank you very much for your time.